Hey, this is Mac B, the Wolf.
And this is Action Jackson from the Ugly American Werewolf in London Rock Podcast. Do you like Kiss?
If you do, you should really listen to Tom and Zeus of Shout It Out Loudcast. They know their stuff and they're funny as hell. Shout It Out Loudcast.
With Tom and Zeus. That's right. We're back with another episode of Dorm Damage, the show where anything and everything is on the table and the table gets smashed. This week, it's the 60s, baby. Right, Zeus? It's happy time. It's groovy time.
I agree with you. And just when we thought we figured out what we're going to do, I hit record and I'm like, nah, let's just do it this way. So let me explain what we're going to do today.
Okay, remember, dumb it down. Slow it down and dumb it down. That's the key to success.
So we're taking an era, the 60s. Yep. Now, we're picking bands from that era that you generally would think of from the 60s. So, for instance, we're taking The Doors, The Stones, and Creedence. Those three bands, we're going to pick three songs from those three bands. And then we're going to rank who had the best three songs. Now, The Doors obviously had a couple albums in the 70s. The Stones kept going. Creedence as well had a couple that ended up going out there in the 70s as well. But we're not going to count them for different eras. We're going to count them as 60s bands. Okay. Yes. So that when we do this for an era like the 70s, we're going to consider Zeppelin a 70s band, although the first two albums came out in the 60s. Okay. Right. So that's where we kind of want to set up the kind of the ground rules.
Yep.
And so we're going to each pick our favorite three songs from that band. And then after we pick our favorite three from that band, we're then going to rank who had the best three.
Yep.
For each of us. So all right, the first band.
Let's get confused, people.
Yeah. The first band. From Los Angeles, California, The Doors.
One of the best. Like, might be my favorite 60s band. I love The Stones. I love all these 60s bands. But The Doors, I just fucking love. And trying to pick. Now, this is going to sound cliche because these are like three of like their popular hits. But I don't care. I love them. And I never get sick of them. But the three songs by The Doors that I picked are Touch Me, Break On Through, and the extended, nice, long version of Light My Fire. Now, I could have picked 12 other songs, but I just went with the easy ones that I just love.
Any songs that you couldn't really cut them off, you weren't sure, honorable mentions, last minute, cut it out?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I had Riders on the Storm, Roadhouse Blues, 5 to 1, The End, L.A. Woman. Like, I could have kept going and I could have kept going and I could have kept going. I love The Doors. Their stuff is so great and so unique for that era. I love them.
Great. Now I'm going to give you three from me.
Okay, go for it.
With regard to The Doors, I'm going to try to break this down. It's fucking almost impossible.
Yeah.
With these bands, but I'm going to take something that I love because when I think of The Doors, them and one of the other bands on here, I think of the Vietnam. I think of the 60s.
Yes.
And totally. I have a specific image in my head.
Yep.
There's nothing like that image of Riders on the Storm with all those old Vietnam videos that you see. And there's like five helicopters rolling down.
Yep.
Riders on the Storm. And you hear like the little raindrops.
It's awesome. Going. So
it
good.
Puts you in a place. So Riders on the Storm for me.
Okay.
The other one, which reminds me of Vietnam, and I just fucking love because it's got like a bell in a chorus and going nuts at the end. And that is Unknown Soldier.
Oh, yeah.
I love that good, ending.
Good call.
And they do the whole face.
Yep.
And all the court, the bells are ringing, whatever the hell's going on at the end. It's just, and the Unknown Soldier is just puts me in that imagery of the Doors. One other one I'm going to pick that we used to love in college. We used to play it. I know this always reminds me of Rye Guy, and that
Backdoor Man.
Not Senior Peace Frog either.
20th Century Fox. See, there's so many we could be picking it, but go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm cutting you off.
No. It's fine. It's fine. I'm going to take from their live album, Gloria.
Mm. Oh, fantastic. Nice.
Fucking, he breaks it down, talks.
Oh, my God. See, it's like, so good.
A David Lee Roth kind of pre-David Lee Roth breaking down the scene of and I was your fool riding home after school.
Dude, Jim Morrison is I love the Doors. We don't talk about them much because it never fits into what we're discussing with it, like with Kiss or 80s or grunge. Like, so the Doors never come up, but I fucking love them.
Yeah, Gloria Live. So those are the three that I would throw in.
Okay.
All right. Now, this is almost impossible. So for me, when we say the Stones, Tom, you can hold yourself to a different level. I'm saying the Stones.
Yeah.
So if I think that Start Me Up is one of the greatest songs, I'm still putting it, even though this is a 60s band. I'm saying, what are the three songs from the Stones? So why don't you start us off?
All right. For me, my first song is my favorite Stone song. The guitar is beyond incredible for that era, and that is Can't You Hear Me Knocking. Favorite Stone song of all time. After that, I'm going to kind of stay really early era Stones. I don't like I'm not a big fan of like late era Stones, like the, you know, when they kind of got like new wave-ish, like disco-ish, like kind of stuff. I'm not a huge. Yeah, that's okay. Come to your emotional rescue. Yeah, it's just okay.
Settle down.
Now, I mean, if we're talking videos, we got to talk about those Tattoo You videos where fucking Mick Jagger can't match the lip sync and the way the camera pans across friggin'.
Yeah, because Mick Jagger's an ugly motherfucker with big ass lips.
He got some big ass lips.
She got some big ass lips.
Oh, God. Yeah, this is a tough one to pick, but I'm going with Gimme Shelter.
Yes.
Oh, God. I kept going back and forth.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws.
Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus meal plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/Pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
It's so hard because I have my list, but then I think I'm going to switch it up here, but it's just, again, it's cliche like the Doors, but I'm going Sympathy for the Devil. It's just, I just love the song. I'm sorry. I know it's been played to death, but that's okay.
Do you know how many times I'm like, oh, this is so like, oh, the devil who shot the keys.
Yeah.
But then again, you'll hear it sometimes on your own.
Yeah.
And you hear on your arm starts going up because you get chills.
Yeah.
From how fucking, if you listen to it loud and hear,
if you listen to every, if you listen to the words, it's like, what the,
in the video, there's some old shot videos of this you can catch on YouTube.
Yep.
And you're like, what the fuck?
Yep. It's awesome. Love it. Yep. Love the Stones. This is another list that could have been 15, 20 songs deep.
Yeah. So the funny thing is, so the Stones, I could pick so many different eras. Like I said, I started this off with, I'll take the 80s. I'll take Tattoo You. I'll take fucking Start Me Up. That riff, the fact that they did that in the 80s, not the fucking 60s, and they're still doing shit.
Yep.
Start Me Up is still one of the best songs of all time. Another one that I really love, and it's just old school rock and roll, and it's just so fucking cool. It's only rock and roll. I just fucking love that riff.
Yep.
Oh my God. It's so fucking cool.
The thing I love about that is Mick's vocals. Yeah. When he sings that chorus, it's just, you believe what he's saying. It's so good.
I know. And then you ever see the video when they're all like dressed in sailor's outfits and then the soap comes up?
Yeah.
Next you know, fucking Charlie Watts is like swallowed up by soap. And he's like, like a fucking Brady Bunch scene.
Bobby Brady.
Yep. And then I'll probably go with, I was leaning either Wild Horses.
Yep.
Or this. I'm just going to go another fucking riff. Honky Tonk Woman.
That was the one that got cut from my list. Yep.
Right.
Oh, yep. God, that song is so good. Yeah. I love it. It's incredible.
All right. Last but not least is Give Me Three Songs from Creedence, if that's possible.
Yeah. This is another tough one for me. I love Creedence, love John Fogerty. These guys, to this day, I still think they're underrated. I just think they're underrated.
They had fucking that run that they did. Was insane.
Yep.
Insane.
Yep.
All because of one man surrounded by idiots.
That's right.
They were like, you're going to let us do something. All right. Fuck it. You do it.
Go ahead. You do it.
Yeah. And watch what happens. Yeah.
All right. I love this groove because it's like guitar bass, but it's also like got a little bit of like funky kind of. It's just, I don't know how to explain it, but you all know the song. Suzy Q is my first song.
Oh, you
fucking
like it?
So
don't
good.
You like it when he goes into that like microphone voice?
Yeah.
Oh, Suzy Q, baby, so I love you.
What are you, Dr. Evil?
Oh, Suzy Q.
Buffalo Bill? Oh, wait. She a great big fat person. Oh, Suzy Q.
Could you help me with my couch? Oh,
would you? Thank you. And then I'm going Born on the Bayou. Oh, man.
You like that,
fuck.
Huh?
Oh, fucking so cool.
The greatest thing about John Fogerty is he's never down this like fucking Louisiana or the Bayou. Knew nothing about that shit. It's from
that's okay. California. He wrote that fucking song.
That guy's the greatest songwriter probably that era.
The guitars in those songs, it's just, but he's got like this, it's weird because like all these songs have some, like they're rock, but they have like a soul groove to them too. Like it's a really unique
people
style.
Didn't realize that they weren't an R&B black band.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
They were, and this soulful voice and everything.
Exactly. And my last one is Green River. Fucking really? Love it. Love it. I know I left out some of the big ones, but yeah, this is again another band I could have picked, like that Chronicle, that Greatest Hits album with 20 songs.
Insane.
Fuck it. Yeah,
I
exactly.
have their box set. Their box set is just, it's got every song on it and other shit and live shit. Yeah.
No skips. No skips.
It's insane.
Yep.
I have, like, it's funny because I like all these songs, but they wouldn't even be my top 10. I don't even know what. I change my top 10 with them all the time. So for me, I'm going to go with, and because I like that country rock, because I love country music too, and that old style of music, and that is Looking Out My Back Door.
Good one,
a
yes.
song that I would love to, if I could have, like, learn how to play acoustic guitar, it'd be one of the first songs I'd want to learn how to play.
Yep.
Okay. So, Looking Out My Back Door, Looking Out My Back
Door. My Back Door.
The next is one of my favorite covers of all time, maybe my favorite, and that is I Heard It Through the Grapevine.
Dude, that was this close to making my list. I'm so glad you picked it.
It's like a 15-minute version on Chronicle.
I'm so glad you picked it so that we can talk about it. Fucking incredible.
I don't know what incredible. I do more, the guitar, the vocals, or the drums. The drums just...
It's incredible.
Oh my God.
What a unique, interesting cover for them to do. So good.
Oh, it's
amazing.
You can't explain it. You have to listen to it. And then you'll be like, this is simple rock, like guys that got in the garage and learned how to play this perfectly.
Yep.
Perfectly.
Agreed.
All right. Yep. So I Heard It Through the Grapevine. The next is a song that I fell in love with after watching the documentary we talked about on ARC, and that is a song called Tombstone Shadow.
I don't know that song.
It's not on Chronicle. It is one of the best fucking guitar songs, and he's just singing wonderful. It's one of those, it almost sounds like an early Stevie Ray Vaughan. Like, whatever he says, then the guitar comes on.
It's okay.
Fucking awesome. Slide guitar galore. Tombstone Shadow is one of my favorite Creedence songs. I probably have about another 10 more I could pick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But that one, I don't know. That one's a deep cut.
All right.
I don't know.
We have your three. We have my three.
Yep.
Rank your three. So when I say rank them, Tom, what I'm saying to you is, I have three songs you can take on a trip. Are you going to take the Stones three, Creedence three, or the Doors? And in what order would you take them if you had a choice?
Okay.
And these are only on your song selection. So you wouldn't have to take the song you don't know from Creedence from me. So your selection of those nine songs you pick, as bands go, how would you pick them?
All right. So out of the Doors three, the Stones three, and Creedence three, I'm going with the Doors number one. Three. Wow. They're I love that band. Love those songs. Those will be the ones that I would want.
All right, Stones and Creedence.
I gotta go Stones. Okay. It's tough. This is, we love these bands. I mean, and that's why I love this episode we're doing right now, because we never have, I don't think we've ever talked about the 60s ever in any way.
And we should.
I know. So yeah, I'm going Doors, Stones, Creedence.
Okay.
Yep. What about you, Booger?
Easy number one is Creedence.
I knew that. Yep.
It's not even close.
Yep.
Number two, I would pick of like what means more to me.
Yeah.
I would take the Doors, and then
be nice.
Three. Now, mind you, number three, the Stones is fucking incredible.
Right.
There ain't that many bands that could have better three songs than these three. So that's the ones for me. So you have Doors, Stones, Creedence. I have Creedence, Stones, Doors, Stones.
Interesting that we both have the door. I have the Doors one. You have the Doors two.
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. I just think, you know, obviously longevity and things like that take into effect.
Well, the thing about the Doors for me is it's just, it's a unique, the band is so unique. Morrison is so charismatic and just so different in their sound with those organs. They're not your standard classic rock band with the guitar and bass and drums. They're so unique and moody and just, I don't know. I just think they're so awesome.
What's amazing of this is if you think about the Stones.
Yeah.
You could go deep into the 50s, like their top 50.
That's right.
How many bands can you do that? Other than I'm thinking Kiss and Zeppelin and the Eagles for me. There are not many bands that I'm looking at the 50s. Like, okay, their 50th best track. Like, I ain't picking the Doors' 50th best track.
Right, right. No, you're right.
I mean, fucking scraping the bottle of fucking Creedence's last shit album to get up to 50 songs.
That to me, that's the one sticking point for me personally about Creedence is that they're just not deep enough for me.
Well, yeah, they had about 5-6 albums, and their last one was a fucking mess.
Right,
because Fogerty only did like a third of the album.
Right.
If he did all of it, then of course it would have been great. But
yep.
So. Yeah, I think we started something fun. We're going to do different eras. We'll come back to the 60s.
Totally. Absolutely. Well, there's a lot more. I know people are probably screaming about where's this band, where that band. You'll see them when we come around.
Yeah, I know. We were originally thinking, oh, why don't we do, you know, 5 bands? And I'm like, dude, I have like 10.
Yeah, exactly.
And then we're like, we're not doing 10. So let's just do, we'll split it up in different segments. We'll probably go to the 60s part 3. Who knows?
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Yeah. Well, till next time, peace out, Girl Scout.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.